Now, on this slide, semilattices versus trees, what I'd like to do is introduce you to the concept of semilattices and trees through another way. We've thought briefly about how it applies to cities, but let's also think about how it applies to relationships. And these diagrams and also this metaphor are again taken from Christopher Alexander's paper, A City Is Not a Tree. Now, in the first aspect, we see the open society, that is, today's society, where, say, for example, you were to ask somebody who their best friend was, and then to go to that best friend and ask them who their best friend was, and so on and so forth, you're going to get a lot of interrelationships, an ever-expanding group, probably. Whereas in a traditional society, so in the separate model, groups of friends are actually going to be closed. They're not going to expand onto infinity because simply the traditional boundaries and physical boundaries of the environment are keeping them within that. Now, those traditional societies were certainly societies that we used to exist in, that we used to live in, which were bounded because they didn't have any sort of connection with the outside world, perhaps other than stories and myths. However, now we live in a society which is becoming increasingly connected with every separate part around the world, around the neighbourhood. If you look at your own friendship groups, you'll probably see that you have some friends from work, you have some friends from the neighbourhood, you have some old friends from school, you have some friends in lots of different places dispersed, often quite large distances away from you. And that forms this semilattice model where people have multiple different relationships with each other and do not live in closed environments. And the same can probably certainly be said for our organisational context. No longer do we have separate teams or particular organisations which take care of particular things within our groups. We have multiple roles. People are committing multiple tasks, working with multiple teams and having multiple relationships with people in and outside of the organisation. Our organisations are not like traditional societies, they are like open societies. They are not trees, they are semilattices.